Okay, that means it's time for Coffee with Kane.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
The music's a lot louder than the intro. All right, it is time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane. Your microphone's not very loud. I'm going to turn everything else down.
That's
now you're right. Too loud.
Oh,
my goodness. I don't know what's happening today.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You sound like you're doing great.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fantastic.
All right.
Okay, it's not Monday. How about that?
Okay.
I'm just I'm
not
grateful that it's not Monday.
No.
But it is Thursday.
Yep.
And time for Coffee with Kane.
All day.
All day?
Every day?
Okay.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!
Okay, so...
Nice.
Coffee with Kane, fueled by Scooters.
Yeah.
And I have a weird topic for us to discuss today, Mr. Kane.
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, so remember yesterday when I was talking about... I know you heard me on the radio because you said something later about the fact that people need hugs, like four hugs a day. You laugh.
I heard that.
Yeah. People need four hugs a day just to function normally.
Wow.
And they need eight to, what did it say? Hold on. I'm going to go back because people didn't hear this.
Yeah. But here's the thing. What if I don't need them?
You agreed to marry me. So... four hugs a day to avoid anxiety and depression. Eight for a hugs a day for maintenance and 12 hugs a day for growth.
Wow. That's a lot of hugging.
I mean, it helps me handle stress.
I got you.
Do you not want me to be less stressed?
No, I do. It's great. I'm just curious about what the statistics are on the other side.
Well, it does say that you got to make sure they're consensual. And they never are, because you didn't grow up in a family of huggers.
No.
And I did.
Not big huggers.
Ohio people are very standoffish, I have
found.
That's
not true.
It is true.
No, I don't think that's true.
Well, then you just grew up in a very lack of affection. Your mother's probably listening. I'm going to get in trouble for this.
We are going to get in trouble.
She wasn't a hugger either, though. So.
No, but we got more hugs in later in life.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, All right. So here's the question for today. What is something that you're pretty sure only you do? I got this from Reddit, by the way.
Mm. So apart from the whole I can fly part.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Well, I don't tell many people about... something I do that other people don't do. I tend to do things with my mouth. Like, I make noises with my mouth.
Oh, well, I have that too, but mine is...
Yeah.
Because I'm pushing the air in and out between my bottom teeth because I want to make sure there's nothing stuck in there.
I see. Yeah, but I can't do that.
That would probably drive people crazy if they... I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the glass, the mirror cracked, shattered, you know, you finally see somebody for who they really are.
That's true. Yeah, maybe that would be the case.
I don't do it on the air, though.
Yeah.
That would be a very annoying sound to listeners.
I think so. But something else I do that no one else does...
What?
Pick on you and annoy you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's absolutely
every
true.
Every guy I ever went to junior high or high school did that to me. So.
None have accomplished it for 30 years.
Oh, not 30 years. No, you're right.
See?
You do like to pick on me.
I do.
I do. I was trying to think if there was anything else that's less negative. But I could think that I do. I don't know. I can't think of anything Like, I'm, how about, no, no, that doesn't, I was trying to think of something positive.
Well, the problem is thinking about things that, like, no one else does.
Lots of other people do the things we do. Okay, so I'm going to name some of these things that I found on Reddit, and I want you to tell me if you do these.
Okay.
Or something similar, because I know you don't do this exactly. But this one girl said, when I'm nauseous or I get grossed out by something, I think of a stock picture of strawberries to feel better. that's a really good idea.
I guess so.
That would work for me. I saw something.
Strawberry fields forever.
Oh, now. Okay. Yeah. You do love you some Beatles. So I saw something online last night about EMDR therapy. Is that what that's called?
What?
Some sort of therapy. EMDR or it,
ASMR?
No, not ASMR. Some sort of like, maybe trauma therapy or some kind of therapy for people with anxiety. But it was talking about how if you look to your left and count to five, you know, like 5 seconds, mm-hmm. and then you look all the way over to your right mm-hmm. for 5 seconds, and you do that like five times, it helps reset your nervous system. I don't know if it's real or not. It helped me when I couldn't sleep last night.
I know what you're talking about. I think that's interesting. I'm not sure if the device works.
Well, it helped me fall asleep last night when I woke up in the middle of the night. So, okay. Yeah, instead of my brain racing. Anyway, all right. Okay, so right, the next thing I saw was someone said, I missed my kitchen spider's web every few days so she can have a sip of water. Do spiders drink water?
They must.
I don't know. I have no idea. I would think that they just suck the blood out of the bugs they eat and move on. I don't know.
Maybe they need water too.
I have no idea.
Good old cold glass of water.
So I really like this one. And you tell me if this is something, because I'll tell you what I say to myself after I read this. When I'm home alone and I encounter something I don't want to do, i.e. put away laundry, unload the dishwasher, take out the trash, I say out loud in a dramatic voice, oh, blank no, except it's just the H word. Anyway, oh, heck no. And then I do the task because this person said, I think that little protest makes me feel better about being the person around here who notices that something needs to be done.
It's kind of an alarm.
Okay, so I just say, oh, come on.
You do say that.
But then when you're not around and I say to myself, come on, Audra, just do it. And then I just do the thing.
Yeah.
I haven't said that to myself lately.
I do that. I talk to myself.
I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah.
But that you're not around. Although I could mask it as talking to our dog.
That's true. Yeah.
So what do you say to yourself to get going?
Yeah, I'm just, come on, Dave, you need to get with it.
Okay, yeah. Get with it. I would not use those words.
No.
Okay, so when you're watching a show, okay, this person said, when watching a show, all I can think about are the actors telling someone they love that they got the part of this character. Like they were excited about getting a part.
And they imagine that happening.
I guess. I don't know. I always think about like what it's like when they go home when they've got a really hot co-star and they have to go home and pretend like they weren't just mowing on this really hot co-star.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
It would be kind of awkward.
It would totally be awkward.
You're getting all spitty and sweaty and... Then, you know, you go home and your significant other going, how was it?
I guess if you get paid $20 million for a movie,
I suppose.
You know,
I don't know.
With it.
Maybe. Okay. Do you talk to the commercials on the TV or the radio?
Yes.
Because you know that I do. You've seen me say to commercials, that's not going to work, dude.
Yeah.
Don't even try to sell me that garbage.
Yes.
But this person said, talk to the commercials on the radio and tell them they're not the boss of me. That's one of our family expressions.
It is.
You're not the boss of me. That's kind of
that's
funny.
Awesome.
We don't have
like
any
one.
Really bossy commercials on this radio station, so I don't know if people would say that. Okay, I love this one, and you may decide that you want to start doing this.
Okay.
When I run a yellow light, I laugh with a pretend French accent that's from an old Simpsons episode. I don't know that accent. I only know the candelabra from Beauty and the Beast. Oh, no, 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 Mr. Yeah. Yellow Light. Yeah, I do not think I'm going to stop.
I don't have a good French accent, so I probably wouldn't do that.
You can't do the candlestick. I can't think of his name right now, but you can't do the
Lumiere.
Lumiere. Oh no, it's not Lumiere. It's the feather duster that I do. Oh no, no, no. I've been bent by you before. Yeah, that's the one I say too much. Okay. All right. This may be only a chick thing, but memorizing the license plate on the car in front of you in case they commit a crime and you have to call and report it.
I don't know that I memorized the plate, but I have certainly looked carefully at plates.
I have done that. As a woman, we have a tendency to like have our head on a swivel and always be looking for suspect things. So I have done that multiple times. I don't remember the license plates anymore, but some girl said, I sit in my car and cut my split ends. I find it soothing, and I've done it for over an hour at a time before, and it's probably bordering on pathological. Yes.
Bordering on.
When you had a mullet, did you have split ends?
Probably.
I mean, your hair was down past your shoulders in high school.
It was an epic mullet.
It was not. Listen, it friends, was not.
Yeah, I got to tell
you. It was like
you.
A koosh ball with a... With yeah. hair extensions.
I was Joe Dirt before Joe Dirt.
Yes, you were.
That's right.
That is accurate. I was. All right.
It was bad. I know it was bad. Anyhow, I don't remember having split ends.
I had lots of split ends, but I didn't take scissors in the car. So someone said, I turn trash bags inside out because it seems to me that it would be stronger with the seams on the inside. I think I saw a TikTok talking about turning your trash bags inside out.
That's interesting.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, I have.
Not on purpose.
But I don't do it anymore. I don't see the point. Sometimes when I'm making dinner for myself, I'll grab a random topping or condiment out and put a dab on to see if the flavors work together. I don't see you doing that. But no. The boy... would definitely do that. Our son would do that. Okay, now maybe you do this as well. I'll tell myself stories when I'm alone as if there's another person listening.
Those are just the voices in my head.
I will tell a story to the dog or just out loud, replaying a story of something that happened as if someone's in the room with me. Maybe I'm talking to Jesus.
I just thought of something that I do that I'm not sure everybody else does.
Oh, what?
Everything I do has a theme song going along with it in my head. Everything
no,
I
it
do.
Does it not. Does.
It has a theme song. I am constantly thinking about songs.
You shut up.
No, I swear. Like when I'm in the shower, like, I don't know, in the shower this morning, I don't even remember what song it was, but I was totally stuck on it. And it, like, I don't listen to this song. It was so random. So.
What song was it?
I don't remember. I don't know. That's how dumb it is.
That is crazy. We've been married 30 years this year, and I did not know that about you.
I was singing Def Leppard this morning in my head when I was showering.
Which Def Leppard? There's a lot of Def Leppard.
Photograph.
Should I play that after the break? I'm going to play that after the break.
That'd be a great one.
That's an awesome song to play after the break.
Get better for my earworm. Make it go away.
Oh, your earworm. Okay, I got it.
That's how I get rid of them. I listen to that song and it makes the earworm go away.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I saw somebody say, oh, what was it? I saw something. Someone said... that they listen, they sing something in their, oh, you know what it was? It was someone that said they, when they have a song stuck in their head, they think of the song Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. Hmm. And then they no longer have that song stuck in their head.
Well, I'm going to have that one stuck in my head now.
Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas is an amazing song. So you could do worse.
I had Disco Duck in my head the other day.
Oh, no, you did not.
I did. I read an article about terrible songs, and the number one terrible song was Disco Duck.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And you should be flogged for getting that, mentioning that song out loud. We're going to have to listen to Photograph after the break. It's all your fault.
We totally redeem ourselves.
Well, that's the only way you're going to redeem yourself. I'm just saying. Unless you hug me, that would be awesome too.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!